Larry Beresford, Give and Take. Out the open back door of the bar, a rectangle of light spills onto a grease-stained lot. The boys are having some fun with a thing I never learned, how to give and take a punch. One with a meaty thud, like a butcher's cleaver on a pork chop, with the waft of fresh blood from across the shop. The kind that puts a bounce in your step when you stride back into the bar, reeking of fossilized spilt beer. I missed that lesson in junior high when I was learning to smart talk my way out of trouble. I was never invited to join the guys hammering nails into fragrant blonde 2x4s, tramping through buggy marsh grass to shoot ducks, pulling a frayed fan belt from a greasy car engine, smirking at somebody's purloined girly magazine, and, let's face it, I don't even know what else. In the Duke's Westerns, it's all for sport. In the backlot saloon, they go sailing through safety glass and swinging doors before bouncing up to shake out a bruised fist. Soon they'll be at the commissary bar, pounding each other on the back. But that's not how it works in real life, with real pain, real injury. What if I had learned how to hurt, how to walk with a punchy swagger, how to wear some menace with my mask? If I could saunter back into that bar room like a guy who can give and take a punch, and everyone knew it, every man, every woman, who would I be then? How would I wear that crown?